We left off yesterday in the middle of discussing the Pesukim Mipnei Seva, the Pasuk Mipnei Seva Takum Vadarta Pnei Zaken. So the Gemara had a comment that Zaken is really a nutrikun. It's a reference to Zesha Kana Chachma, meaning Seva means an old person. So Zaken just means a Talmud Chachma, doesn't refer to someone necessarily of advanced age. We're going to see today, Machlokas, if a person is a Yannick V'Chachim, if someone is young and Talmud Chachma. But the nutrikun is a little bit difficult to understand. Zakein, I understand how it means zeshakana. How do you get chachma into that nutrikun? How do we know that it refers to zeshakana chachma? So that's the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua, that the nutrikun is only mashma zeshakana. It doesn't seem to be mashma chachma at all. So the Pnei Yeshua points out that the Gemara Maseches Nedarim Daf Mem Aleph and a number of midrashim say da kani ma chaser v'da chaser ma kani. If you've acquired chachma, what are you missing? And if you're lacking chachma, so then what have you acquired? Meaning the only kinyan that one really has in this world is chachma. What does it mean? The only kinyan you have in the world is chachma. Everything else you can lose. You can amass a great deal of wealth, and you'll lose it all in a moment. But when it comes to chachma, even when one loses chachma, even when one gets older, there's still the chiyuv of being mechabit him. The luchos v'shivrei luchos of Menachem Baron, the Gemara Babasra says, and you have to be mechabit Talmud Chacham sheshachach Talmudo as well. So what he acquires through his chachma is going to last with him no matter what, even if through no fault of his own he happens to lose it. So that's why we assume that if it's only telling me zeshakana, it must be referring to chachma, because there's no greater kinyan that a person has in the world than chachma. And in reference to this idea that there's a difference between a seva and a zakein, so that relates very much to the age at which one has to stand for an elderly person. If zakein were to refer to an old person and not a Talmud Chacham, so ben shishim lezikna, the Mishnah says, at the age of 60, a person is already a zakein. Ben shivim leseva, you only become a seva at the age of 70. So if zakein is a reference to an old person, you would have to stand for a person already at the age of 60. If seva, though, is the reference to the old person, zakein is a Talmud Chacham, so you would have to stand for an old person only at the age of 70. Happens to be we would pass on like the Mishnah, and therefore say at the age of 70 is when the chiyuv to stand begins. However, the Birkei Yosef quotes in Arizal that the Arizal held you have to stand for people already at the age of 60, even before the age of 70, as an old person who's not a Talmud Chacham at the age of 60. So where does the Arizal get such an idea from? So some of the Achronim explain that he gets it from the fact that he understands that Mishnah differently. He thinks Ben Shishim Lezikna doesn't mean when you turn 60, it means when you enter your sixth decade, which means you're over 50. And Ben Shivim Leseva is not when you turn 70, it's when you enter your seventh decade. So if that's the case, the obviously understand why he would say already at the age of 60, you would have to stand for the Zakin. However, the Targum Unkelus on the Pasuk has the reverse of what we have in terms of what's the elder and what's the Talmud Chacham, and that's why it could be that according to the Targum Unkelus you'd have to stand for a zaken already at the age of 60. Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva about this, where he discusses that point, the machlokes between Targum Unkelus and our Mishnah in Avos. Anyway, okay, so we left off third wide line on the page on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Says Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Minayin lezaken shlo yatriach. How do I know zaken should be careful not to be matriach people? He shouldn't walk into a room just to get people to stand up for him. If he could avoid it, he should try to avoid it. Tamal Omer zaken via resa. Pasuk says zaken via resa. So we see from there that the zaken himself has to be careful not to try to get people to stand up for him. I was told that in the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky biography, says that he was very makbid not to walk into a room, into the front of a room where everyone would see him and stand up for him, except for when his wife was there. If his wife was there, then he would dafka want people to stand up for him because he would want her to appreciate that all of her sacrifices for him to learn and for him to be Rosh Shiva are not for naught, that he must have accomplished something because people seem to respect him. So for his wife's honor, he would get people to stand up for him, but otherwise he wouldn't do it. Isi ben Yehuda omer me'seva takum, afilu kol seva b'mashma. Pasuk says me'seva takum implies any old person, meaning even if they're not a Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Haim Tanakama. So frankly, Gemara, wait a second. Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Tanakama say the same thing, meaning if you go back to the beginning of the Brisa, right, so Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Ein Zakin El Misha Kana Chachma, right, that Zakin is only someone who's Kana Chachma. So the Tanakama had said, Ein Zakin El Chacham. What's the difference between Ein Zakin El Chacham and Ein Zakin El Misha Kana Chachma? So you can be now Yannick V'Chacham. Nafkamina might be someone who's a young Talmud Chacham. Tanakama Savar Yannick V'Chacham Lo. Tanakama will say that someone who's a young Talmud Chacham you need not stand up for. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Savar Afilu Yannick V'Chacham. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says even someone who's a young Talmud Chacham. Now, what's the definition of a young Talmud Chacham? How young is young? So the Beis Yosef in Yerodeus and Reish Mem Beis says Yannick V'Chacham means someone younger than an old person that you would stand for, meaning someone under the age of 70. Is the din of standing for a Talmud Chacham only someone who happens to be both old and a Talmud Chacham, or is the din only relating to someone who's stam a Talmud Chacham, a 50-year-old Talmud Chacham, a 60-year-old Talmud Chacham? But the Shibalei Aleket, who's also quoted in that Beis Yosef, says no. Yannick V'Chacham means extremely young. Meaning the Shvele Aleket's approach is that anyway you have to stand for an old person, even if they're not a Talmud Chacham. Afilu kol seva b'mashma. So you can't be. So if there's any special din of standing for a Talmud Chacham, it can't be that it's that there's a machlokes whether that there's a shita that holds that you wouldn't stand for anybody under the age of 70 as a Talmud Chacham, because then what's the special din of standing for a Talmud Chacham? So the Shvele Aleket is extremely young, even under the age of 13. It means under bar mitzvah. Once someone's already bar mitzvah, so you stand for him. I think there's a story like that, quoting biographies today, I think in the Rav Moshe Feinstein biography, that when he was a very, very, when he was a young boy, he had accomplished a lot. He was a very bright young boy, and he walked into a room, and people stood for him. Everyone in the room stood for him. And his father got angry at the people, at the Rabbanim or whoever was there that stood for him, said, "You're going to turn my son into a Balgaiva." He wasn't happy that they stood for him, but they did stand for him. Apparently they held Yannick V'Chachim that you would stand for. My time is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Why does Rabbi Yossi Aglili think even a Yannick V'Chachim? Amlach Isal, the Dachamak Tanakama, if you want to say like Tanakama holds, Im Kein, Nichtav Rachmana, Mipnei Seva, Zakin, Takum V'Darta. If you want to tell me that Seva and Zakin is the same thing, that you need both. You need to be a Seva and a Zakin, right? So then let the Pasuk say, Mipnei Seva Zakin. For a Seva Zakin, you should get up. Maishan Tabal Din Rachman, and why does the Torah divide them into two separate phrases? Mipnei Seva Takum V'Darta Pnei Zakin, Lememer, the Hailavai, V'Hailavai, to tell you that these are two different categories of people. Shemamina Afilu Yannick V'Chacham, and that tells you that even if someone is a Yannick V'Chacham, there's the old person, and then there's the Yannick V'Chacham. The Tanakama Shem Dvayla Mismach Zakein V'Yaresa, and Tanakama will say, no, because we want to put the word Zakein and V'Yaresa next to each other, that's why we have to split the phrases up. But Einachinami, otherwise we would not have split them up. Why do we need the phrase, the word Zakein next to the word V'Yaresa? For the drasha that we just quoted, that the Zakein shouldn't be matriach people. The Tanakama Maitaima, what's the svar of the Tanakama? Where does he get his shita from? Isal Kadayta Kadama Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because if Rabbi Yossi Aglili is really correct, that it's two totally separate categories of the Chacham, no matter what his age, and the old person, Imke Nichta Rachmanim, Ibn Seva Takum Vadarta, Pnei Zakein. You should say the Chiyuv by each. Ibn Seva Takum Vadarta, for a Seva you should be Takum Vadarta, and Takum Vadarta, Pnei Zakein. Umilal Kazavachi, from the fact that it doesn't say that, Shmamina Chadhu. So you see that really it's one Chiyuv, it's someone who's both somewhat elderly, as well as a Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara obviously is in the middle of analyzing this Braisa. We're going to continue analyzing the Braisa. Just one or two issues first. What about women? What about elderly women? Do you stand? Or what about women who are Chachamim or Eishas Chachamim? So when it comes to elderly women, Chaschinuch says it may depend on our view of Zakin Hashmai. Meaning Zakin Hashmai, what did Zakin Hashmai mean? Did Zakin Hashmai, we had a machlokes yesterday, Rashi and Tosfos, did Zakin Hashmai mean a Rasha? In which case anyone who's not a Rasha and is old is worthy of standing for, so then you would stand for a woman as well. or the Zaken Hashmai means someone who's not Maaretz, someone who's Stan, doesn't know anything, doesn't know any Torah. So the assumption is the average woman didn't know any Torah either, and therefore if you held that that you would not stand for a Zaken Hashmai, and Zaken Hashmai means someone who doesn't know any Torah, then you wouldn't stand for an elderly woman either. Rav Vazner has a tshuva in Shevet HaLevi Chelekesim Kuvlamid, where he thinks that the although one might be Machmir in the issue we discussed before of how old an old person you would stand for, whether it be 60-year-old or 70-year-old, one might be Machmir and stand out of a suffix and stand for a 60-year-old by a man. He thought by a woman you don't have to be so Machmir, meaning you could wait till she's 70 to stand for a woman. I mean, obviously, you don't lose anything. You might as well show, you never lose by showing respect, or rarely. We're going to see in our Gemara, sometimes you do, but rarely do you lose by showing respect. What about for a learned woman? So the Minchas Chinuch says, a learned woman, there's no chiyuv to stand for, that there's no chiyuv for her to learn Torah, and the fact that she learns Torah is not the same, as we saw, Gadol Mitzuv V'yosa Yosem Mishenem Mitzuv V'yosa, so the fact that she learns Torah doesn't put her on the same status, give her the same status as someone, as a man, who learns Torah. What about an Eishes Chaver, the wife of a Talmud Chacham? So that seems clear you do have to stand for it, because there's a Gemara Masech Shavuos, which we'll discuss in more detail when we do Shavuos Daf Lamed, where it talks about a court case that happened where an Eishes Chaver had to come to the courtroom, and they had to come up with some way, with some clever way to stand for her without making the other Baldin all upset that they're showing her all the respect and they're not showing him any respect. But they did work out something that they should be able to stand for her. It's an interesting story in that Gemara over there, but they stood for her. They stood for the Eishes Chaver. Machlokas says after the Chaver dies, the Taz in Yerideya in Siman Reish Mem Beis Siv Katan Yadal, it says, what if she's dead and she's not yet remarried? So do you still stand for her or not? So Taz quotes Maran Min says you do. Tosa says you don't. Minchas Chinuch says they're not really arguing. They both hold like the Ran, that while the Chacham is still alive, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to stand for his wife. While the Talmud Chacham is not alive, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, only a mitzvah d'rabbanan to stand for the wife. But Minchas Chinuch points out, if you're standing for a woman because she's Neshes Chaver, ironically, even though the Talmud Chacham himself can be mochlis kavod and can say, don't stand for me, because Torah Dilehu, like we said yesterday, it's his Torah, but the Eishes Chaver cannot be mochel or kavod and say, don't stand for me, because it's not Torah Dila, it's not her Torah for which you're standing, it's her husband's Torah, so it's not hers to be mochel. That's the Chiddush of Minchas Chinuch. Now, obviously, that assumes that the reason you're standing for her is for the Torah of her husband, not for the support of Torah that she gave. One could have argued, right, Nashim B'mezakin, the Gemara in Sota says, what's the Zuchus, in what way are women Zocha if they don't have the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah? So Gemara says that they support their husbands and their sons in learning Torah. So one might argue that that's their Zuchus, that's on par with our Zuchus of Talmud Torah, and if they are successful in doing that, then they're worthy of standing for. Obviously, there will be a lot of nafkaminas in terms of a woman who does her best to support Torah, but her husband just isn't good for it. He doesn't come through. That might be a nafkamina, depending on what the chiyuv to stand for is. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. So the Gemara again is further evaluating this, further analyzing this brisa. So says Gemara, second line from the top, Lam Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Yachli Yadrenu B'Mamon. I might think that you should have to be mahadir the guy, the Talmud Chacham, or the zakein with money. Talmud Lomar Takum V'Adarta. That's why Pasuk says Takum V'Adarta. Ma Kima Shem B'Chesron Kis. Afidu Shem B'Chesron Kis. Just like Kima, standing up doesn't make you lose any money. So the hidur that you give should not be something that makes you lose any money. So frankly, Gemara, really, is that so? V'kima les b'ches from kis? Do you not lose money by standing? Milo askin the kanak of marganisa adahachi v'achi kame kamei batam imlachto. What about a person who's cutting diamonds and pearls and he's involved in very in work that requires a high level of concentration? He's going to stand up. It's going to ruin his concentration. He's going to have to find his place again. See where he is. It's going to take a long time. He's going to lose a lot of time, and time is money. Ella akish kima lehidr. Rather, the hakish goes the other way. We're makish kima to hidr. My hidr shein bo bittul, af kima shein bo bittul. Just like hidr is something that doesn't require bittul from your malacha, so too So too, because hidr usually just means acknowledging. So normally there's no bitul malacha and just acknowledging. So too, the standing should only be when there's no bitul malacha. So you don't have to be mevatel your malacha to stand. Va'akish nami hidr l'kima, makima shem b'chesrum kis, av hidr shem b'chesrum kis. And we make the comparison, hidr to kima, just like kima generally doesn't involve chesrum kis, so too hidr should not involve chesrum kis. Mikano amru, ein bali umnius rashon lamun min vei talmidei chacham b'shasha oskim b'malachtam. And from here we see that Bali Umnis, people who work, should not stand for Talmidei Chachamim, don't have to stand for Talmidei Chachamim when they're Osik B'Malachtam, when they're busy doing their work. So since they're busy doing their work, they don't have to stand for Talmidei Chachamim. Now, what's Lashon Rasha'in? They're not allowed to stand for Talmidei Chachamim when they're doing their work? What do you mean they're not allowed to? They don't have to, I understand. Why would you say that they're not allowed to stand for Talmidei Chachamim? So Tosfos says, Tema, Ma Lashon Rashi Shayach, the Mashmatika Yisura. What Isra is there to stand for Talmud Chacham when you're doing your work? So says Tosfos, the Yesh Lomer, the Mari Ba'oskim B'Malachas Acherim. No, you're working for someone else. So you're being paid by the hour. So you have no right to waste your time from your work to stand for a Talmud Chacham, to do your mitzvah. Chazal were very particular about how you spend your time when you're being paid to work for somebody. You have all those Gemaras and Brachas about the Mishnah and Brachas about Kriya Shema, and when you're working for someone else, which parts, what you say in terms of Tefillah and Kriya Shema and benching and things of that nature, even though it only takes a minute or two. Still, you're working for somebody else. You have to be very careful about your time. So that's Ein Rashai. That's the first answer of Tosfos. Second answer of Tosfos is, it could be you're working for yourself. Ein Rashai doesn't mean you're not allowed to, it means you're not chayiv to. And he brings a raya that the word Rashai sometimes could mean that you're not chayiv to. The Shor Mitzion Bat Lacha quotes a Gur Aryeh that says a totally different pshat. The Gemara is going to say soon that there is a shita that you're not allowed to stand for your Rebbe more than Shachris V'Arvis. There's no chiyuv to stand for your Rebbe more than Shachris V'Arvis, more than twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening. So turn out a nafkamina. If you're not chayiv to stand, if the Bali Umnius are not chayiv to stand, and you do, so then you did when you didn't have to. So that maybe you're going to cheshbon later on, I already stood twice today. But really, you didn't have to stand one of those times, so one of those times didn't really count. So really, you're going to be a bar chiyuva to stand again, and you're not going to realize it. So that's why maybe in Rashai, you're not allowed to, because it's going to mess up your cheshbon, and you're going to miss out on another opportunity where you should have been standing, where you're not going to be able to stand at that point because you already did. So, frankly, Gemara v'lo, really, you don't stand when you're in the middle of doing work for Talmud Chacham. But now we have Mishnah. When people would bring Bikurim, everything would stop. The parade of Bikurim would come through. People would stop doing their work. They would get up and they would stand and they would greet people. So apparently, you do stand in the middle of doing your work when people are doing a mitzvah. So why should Talmud Chacham be any different? So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we stand for people who bring Bikurim, but not for Talmud Chachamim. Wow, don't you see how amazing it is to do a mitzvah in its proper time? You stand for people coming to a mitzvah, you don't stand for Talmidei Chachamim. Right? Apparently, you don't stand for the Talmud Chacham, but you stand for the people who bring the Bikurim. Now, why should that be the case? So first the Gemara points out, the Dilma Shayn Yasim Dim Kein Atam Achshin Lasalavo. The Gemara says, well, maybe the reason why you stand for people bring Bikurim is not because they're osei mitzvah. It's not because kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Rather, it's because you're trying to get them to avoid violating an issue. You're trying to get them to avoid not bringing bikurim in the future. I mean, if they're going to come now and they're going to see no one shows them any respect, no one gives them any credit for what they do, so they're likely next time they have to bring bikurim and they have a small amount and like, what's the point? They're going to say, look, no one acknowledges that anyway. No one really cares about this stuff anyway. So why do I do it? So maybe that's why you stand for the mevi'ei bikurim. But prior to that, the Gemara assumed that the reason you stand for the Mevi'ei Bikurim is because Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Now, if it's because of Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, it's how Chashuv the Mitzvah of Havas Bikurim is, isn't the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah more Chashuv than the Mitzvah of bringing Bikurim? Isn't the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah the most Chashuv Mitzvah? So why would you not stand for the Talmud Chacham? So Pnei Yeshua says it could be that Talmud Chacham, right now, it's Efshar that he's not learning Torah. Right now, it's possible that he's not learning Torah. The Mevi'ei Bikurim are right now doing the Mitzvah. So therefore, you'd stand for them. That's the Pnei Yeshua's approach. However, Nadav Yehuda has a phenomenal chiddush. Nadav Yehuda Merdur Kama, or Chaim Simul Chav Zayin, says there are different types of mitzvahs, that there are certain mitzvahs that are only done mizman lizman, that are done like once a year. So for such mitzvahs, you would stand, you would show an extra level of respect, even though Ein Hachinami, Talmud Torah is more chashuv. The Talmud Torah is done every single day. That's why you wouldn't stand for the Talmud Chacham, although you would stand for the Mevi'i Bikurim. And he says that he has rayas to this chilik between mitzvahs that are bummies, man l'zman, and mitzvahs that come every single day, because the Marshal writes in the Tshuva, the Gemara Masechet Bracha says, an onin is part of from all mitzvahs. And the Marshal says, yeah, but not really all mitzvahs, because the Gemara Megillah says that if a person is going to be to Shech Tachar Pesach, or to mal his son, and then he finds out that he lost a relative, so the Gemara says, lo yitameh, person should not become tameh to the dead relative, because he shouldn't push off the mitzvah that he's doing right now. He's going to be mal his son, he's going to bring his Karban Pesach, do what you're doing. So Frek the Marshal, understand, what do you mean do what you're doing? He's an onay now. How can he do any mitzvahs? And only his pater from mitzvahs. Why is he bothering doing mitzvahs? So he says, what you see from there is, an onin isn't really pater from all mitzvahs. He's only pater from the regular mitzvahs. Kriya Shema, things like that happen all the time. But a mitzvah is bal mizman lizman. Karm Pesach, Milas Beno, something like that, and Onay is not pater from. So it says the Nodeb Yudha, that's Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita is a mitzvah that only comes once in a while, and that's on a higher level. And Nodeb Yudha points out that the truth is, the Tosos in Brachos points out that an Onay is pater from Tkiya Shofar, so that doesn't really seem to fit this idea, that an Onay is only pater from mitzvahs that you do regularly, but Nodeb Yudha still likes the idea in general, that there is a between mitzvahs and rabbis, man is man. So it could be that's why he stand for the guy. And this idea of kam chaviv and mitzvah b'shaita, the Bar Tanura in Maseches Bikurim says that because of this idea that we stand for the Mevi'i Bikurim because they're doing a mitzvah b'shaita, that's why we also stand b'pnei nosei amita shameispa. That's why we stand at a levaya when they carry the mace. And mibnei nosei atinok lebris milah. When people carry the baby in for a bris milah, everyone stands up. Who are you standing for? You're standing for the baby? You're standing for a dead person? The dead person doesn't know you're standing for him, neither does the baby. So what are we standing for? No, not for the dead person, not for the baby. For the people carrying the dead person, for the people carrying the baby. They're doing a mitzvah. So since they're going to do a mitzvah, you stand for the people that are headed to the mitzvah. It's one of the explanations that were invented for the minhag that's of relatively recent vintage, very recent vintage, in the last probably 20, 30 years, of standing for a chasan and kala when they walk down to the chuppah. If you speak to people who attended weddings more than 20, 30 years ago, there was never such a minhag that people stood for a chasan and kala. There was a minhag that they didn't have seats at a chuppah. They still have that in Eretz Yisrael, and that was the minhag in Europe. People who attended weddings in Europe, they didn't have seats at the chuppah, so everyone stood. But one of the explanations for standing for a chasan and kala is they're going to do a mitzvah. So then you get into the whole issue, who's getting married a mitzvah, who's in a mitzvah for, is in a mitzvah for only the husband, for the wife as well. Okay, whatever it is, whatever the situation is, you do stand for people who are going to do a mitzvah. Right? By the end of Pesuk HaDezimra, we stand for the people who are going to give tzedakah. It's where the minhag developed that we stand at the end of Pesuk HaDezimra. Amar Mar, Yachli Yam Miparim Beis HaKisei Beis HaMerchatz. I might think, we had said in the Brisa that I might think to stand for people in the Beis HaKisei Beis HaMerchatz. So frankly, Mar Velo, really, we don't do that? V'har Abichia Havi Yasubi Maschusa V'chalufa Azar Rab Shim Barabi V'lo Kami Kamei V'ikbir. Rab Shim Barabi came and he didn't stand, and Rab Chia didn't stand for him, and Rab Shim Barabi got upset at him even though it was in the bath. And he went and told his father, I don't understand, I taught the guy two-fifths of Sefer Tehillim, and he doesn't stand for me? Doesn't he realize I'm his Rebbe? Again, a similar story. Rabbi Shimon Barabi came, and Rabbi Shimon Barabi Yossi didn't stand in the bathhouse. And again, he ratted him out to his father. A strange expression. He says, I taught him two-thirds of one-third of Taras Kohanim. Why doesn't he stand for me? Why did he say two-ninths? I'm not sure. Two-thirds of one-third of Taras Kohanim. Why doesn't he stand for me? Varmlo Shema Behen Yoshev Mahari. He says, no, maybe the reason he didn't stand for you is because he was thinking about the Torah that you taught him. Obviously, it doesn't have to be the Torah that he taught him. It could have been that he was thinking about any Torah, but he was trying to, he was being cute about it. He was thinking about the Torah that you taught him. Taimed Behen Yoshev Mahari. Halaf Hachilo. But that implies that the only reason that he's part of from standing from in the bathhouse is because he's busy thinking in Torah. But had he not been thinking in Torah, he would have been chayiv to stand, even though it's not a makom sheish behider, it's a bathhouse. So how could the Brayta say you put from standing in a bathhouse? Says more lokasha. How about the gavai? How about the brayi? There are different rooms in the bathhouse. The outer room where people are getting dressed, and the inner room where no one is dressed. So it could be that in the inner room, that's where you don't stand. In the outer room, where people are getting dressed, the dressing room, so then you would stand, because for the most part, people are dressed. And it's mistabrit to say, we must be talking about the outer room, because we know that you're not allowed to be mahar b'divrei Torah, you're not allowed to think in divrei Torah when you're in the Beis HaMerchatz, in Beis HaKiseh. So you see, obviously, if they were thinking in Torah, if the possibility existed that maybe the reason they didn't stand for you is because they were thinking in Torah, it must have been in the outer room of the bathhouse. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been allowed to be thinking in Torah. So says Gemara, no, that's not a right. Sometimes you can't control it. Sometimes when you're Torah, and Rashi says that you're Torah and you're Ma'ayin B'Shmaite, you've been busy learning right before. So it's very right before you went into the Beis HaMerchatz. So it's very difficult to be able to control yourself when you're not going to when you're going to be able to shut off your brain from thinking about the learning. So that's why we have a halach. The Gemara Masechet Brachos says that you're not supposed to daven mitoch divrei Torah. That you're not supposed to have thought in serious analytical Torah right before you daven, because if you do that, then you're going to be thinking about it during davening. It's halacha psuka. You're supposed to say a quick halacha psuka before you daven, because that won't get your mind racing as much. But you're not supposed to have your mind racing before you daven. Before you take a shower, we're not going to make a takana that you're not allowed to think then either. I think it's Truma Sadeshen. I saw quoted somewhere. Truma Sadeshen has a tshuva about that. Why didn't we make a takana not to learn before you take a bath, just like before you go to the bathroom, like we do, not to learn before you daven? So he said, okay, we're not going to go that far. Yochli Atimein of Kamish Loro. The Bryce said that I might think you can close your eyes and pretend you don't see the guy coming. So Atabur, she asking, and really, I might think that we're dealing with such Rishayim that they're going to avoid, they're going to pretend that they don't see the Chacham coming. No, the Havamin is, I might think that I would close my eyes before he gets within the distance that I'm Mechuyiv to stand for him. It's not that I see that I'm ready Mechuyiv to stand for him, then I close my eyes and I pretend I don't see him. Then I'm being Mevatel Mechiv, I'm being Mevatel Mitzvah Daraisa. No, it's that I see that I know that he's going to come, or I see that he's coming from far away. Before he gets to the point where I would have to stand for him, I close my eyes so that I don't have to stand for him. I avoid the mitzvah. That's what the pasuk says. Talking miyareisa. So this is just a general issue of avoiding mitzvahs. So I might think that you're allowed to avoid this mitzvah, but we see from here that you're not allowed to put yourself in a position where you avoid doing a mitzvah. We should run after mitzvahs. Be excited to do mitzvahs. Rabbi Razin used to always quote Rav Moshe in Parshas Vayera that Rav Moshe in this week's parsha says that why was Avram so upset that no guests were coming? So if there are no guests, there's no mitzvah v'chnas sarchim. What's he upset about? No, but you see, the point is, Rav Moshe says, it's like being upset on Monday that it's not Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. What are you going to do? We're on Shabbos. You'll have Shabbos. So what's he upset about? There are no guests. But no, it's this idea that he always wanted to run after the mitzvah. So the Gemara is teaching me, don't do the opposite. Don't try to dafka run away from the mitzvah. Tana ezu kima sheish bo hider. What is a kima sheish bo hider? Rabbi Yomar is a dal ramas. Within dal ramas, you stand for the guy. Amar Rabbi lo amar nel barabu sheinu mufak. Al barabu mufak malo enav. That's only when it's not your Rebbe. But if it's your Rebbe mufak, as far as you can see him, when as soon as you see him coming, you get up. Abai michi ava chazi le lutni de chamar de Rabbi Yosef. Dasi ava kaim. As soon as Abai was able to see the ears of Rabbi Yosef's donkey coming over the horizon, he would stand for him. So also, you see, interesting over here, Rav Yosef was blind, right? So apparently, the blind Rebbe you would stand for also. It's not only an issue of the Rebbe appreciating that you're standing for him; it's an issue from the person himself to show the kavod. Abaye was riding on a donkey and he was going by the riverbank. Yasser Mishashi Rabbanim Bidach Yisvelo Kamim Kamei, and Rav Mishashi and a bunch of other Rabbanim were on the other side of the river and they didn't stand for him. Amar Lahu V'Lav Rabba Muvagana. So he screamed out to them, "Excuse me, I'm your Rebbe over here. Maybe you should stand for me." Amrulei Lavadait, and they said, "Oh, sorry, we didn't see you there." So we see that he was makrin the cover. Shomit Zion Balacha says, "What is going on over here?" We just said that the Zaken shouldn't be matriach, and now he's so worried about them not standing for him. He's so upset that they're not standing for him. So. He quotes the Bnei Saskar that the mitzvah of standing in front of Talmud Chacham is a segula for Yerushalayim. So that's why the pasuk in Pnei Zaken talking about data Pnei Zaken, meaning by doing Pnei Seva talking about data Pnei Zaken, that's going to lead to Yerushalayim. So since it's going to lead to Yerushalayim, so he thought maybe that's why he was he was thought that Rabbi was being makbar on Zod Kavod. He's being makbar on Kavod Shemayim. When you're the Rebbe Mufak of these Talmidim, you're responsible for their growth in Yerushalayim. So Abaye viewed himself as responsible for their continued growth in Yerushalayim. When you're Stam Atamul Chacham, so what do you have to get everyone to stand for? It's not your responsibility to make sure that everyone stands for you. But when you're the Rebbe and you have to make sure that they grow in Yerushalayim, so then you do have to see to it that they stand for you. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Amar Minayin Lezakin Shleya Triach Tamul Amar Zakin V'Yareisa. How do I know Zakin shouldn't bother people to stand for him? Pasuk says Zakin V'Yareisa. Amar Abaye Naktinan Di Imakif Chai Abaye Makif Rabbi Zera Makif. If you go out of your way so that people won't stand for you, so you're going to live. It will be a good bracha for you. Abaye makif. Abaye used to avoid people having to stand for him. Rabbi Zeira makif. Ravina aviyasu kameh Rabbi Yirmi midifti. Ravina was standing in front of Rabbi Yirmi midifti. Cholavahu garva kameh. And a guy was passing in front of him. V'lom michsi reisha. And he didn't have his head covered. Amar kama chatzif ha-gavra. He says, wow, what a chutzpah. Amar le dilma mimasu mechasi niyudagisi bar rabbanu. He says, no, it's not a sign of disrespect that he didn't wear his hat when he came to see the Rebbe. Maybe he comes from Asa Mechasya, where there's so many Talmidei Chacham left and right all over the place that they grew accustomed to it. So he acts in a normal manner in front of Talmidei Chachamim. Isi ben Yudah, when they say we're talking about filu kol seva mashma. So Isi ben Yudah says any old person. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lach Isi ben Yudah, that's what we pass. Rabbi Yochanan v'kayim mekamei sabi dar moi. Rabbi Yochanan would stand in front of sabi dar moi, even non-Jewish elders. Amar kama harpatki adu alayu dahani. He'd say, look, the life experience that these people have is worth standing for. Rashi says, "Mikros v'tzaros v'rot nisim harbe umofsim." If they've lived long enough, they've seen many miracles. That itself is worth standing for. Rava mekam lokai hidrava lehu. Rava wouldn't stand for the non-Jewish elders, but at least he would acknowledge them. He would do something. Abaye yav yadul sabe. Abaye would give his hand, would extend his hand to help elders, to help older people out as they were walking by. That's how Rashi understands when he would have them lean on him to help them walk. Rava Meshadu Shluche. Rava, however, wouldn't do it himself. He would send Shluchim to go help them out. Rav Nachman Meshadu Gzai. Amri Lav Torah Kam Nachman Rabbi Yikub Shukar. Rav Nachman would send his bodyguards. He had a bunch of people that were there just to serve him. So he would send those people out, and he would say, "I can't go myself because Lav Torah Kam Nachman Rabbi Yikub Shukar. I have to be worried about my Kavod Torah because I'm a Talmud Chacham. That's what distinguishes me. So I can't just be running out and helping all the old people walk around. But I'll send others." To do it. I'm Rabbi Abba, I'm Rabbi Yanai. Ain Talmud Chacham Rashi Lamnei Rabba El Shachas Ravis Kedesh Shal Yekvodam Rubim Mikvod Shemaim. As we pointed out before, Talmud Chacham is only allowed to stand for his Rebbe twice a day, so that the kavod of the Rebbe doesn't beat out the Kvod Shemaim. So you're not allowed to stand for a Rebbe more than twice a day. This is a well-known Chuvas Nodeb Yehuda we've discussed in the past, where the Nodeb Yehuda was asked why it is that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the Chiyuv of Chayav Adam Levaker Pnei Rabba Beregel, of the Chiyuv to go visit your Rebbe on Yom Tovim. So Nodeb Yehuda has a very charivistic answer based on this Gemara. He says, what's the source of Chayav Adam Levaker Pnei Rabba Beregel? The Gemara says, based on the Pasuk, that Lo Chodesh Yom Lo Shabbos, that today's night the Isha Shanamis was going to visit the Navi, and her husband says, today's not Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, why are you going to visit the Navi? So the Gemara says, you see from there that you have to go visit your Rebbe on Yontif. So how do you get from Chodesh and Shabbos to Yontif? So says in the Yehuda, what it's telling you is really on any day that has Kedusha, Chodesh, Shabbos, it's appropriate to go visit a Rebbe. That's a day where we should have a Chiyuv. Elamai, the Chacham couldn't make a Chiyuv to go visit your Rebbe on all of those days, because how often do you visit the Ribbono Shel Olam? You only visit the Ribbono Shel Olam 3 times a year. So although it's appropriate to visit on all those days, there can't be a Chiyuv to visit your Rebbe any more than your Mechuyuv to visit the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he says, that's perhaps, how do I know that idea? That there can't be a Chiyuv any more than there's a Chiyuv to visit the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's from this Gemara, that because you can't have, you go visit the Ribbono Shel Olam, you go speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you stand for the Ribbono Shel Olam twice a day. So if you can get up for the Ribbono Shel Olam twice a day, you don't get up for your Rebbe more than twice a day. There can't be a Chiyuv to get up for your Rebbe more than twice a day.
Are you allowed to? So it's, again, machlokes rishonim, but yeah, it could be that you're allowed to get up, but there, we can't impose a chiyuv on you to get up more than twice a day. So another Yehuda says, so you want to know why doesn't Shulchan Aruch record the chiyuv to go be mevaker p'nei rabba v'regel at all nowadays? Because we no longer do aliyah l'regel. We no longer go visit the Ribbono Shalom at all. So we can't have a chiyuv anymore to go visit the Rebbe. Meiser, Shimon Allah's Ramah, Minayim L'zakin Shalit, Triach Nam Lom L'zakin V'yareisa. So we say that Zakin should be matriach, but V'yam R'chach V'zeh Arvus B'l'vada, Ma'in L'm Matriach, Chiyuvahu. But if it's only going to be twice a day, what's the big deal? Be matriach, people. It's not like they're going to be bouncing up and down like yo-yos all day. It's just twice a day. Say, Allah Kuli Yoma. So it must be that you have to get up the whole time. Lo, the olim shachar shachar shbavad, v'afilu achi kamen da'ef shalei lo nitrach. No, says the Gemara, really they only have to stand twice, but still you try not to even bother them that much. Try not to even make them get up for you even though that those two times. Amar b'lazer, kol tam chacham shein omim mei rabu nikra rasha. Any tam chacham doesn't stand for his rabbi, he's called the rasha. Ve'inu marach yamim v'talmudu mishtakeach. He's not going to have a richus yamim, and he's going to forget his learning. Shnamar v'tov lo yeh l'rasha v'lo yarech amin k'tzal asher nen yorim l'fnei elokim. Mora zu'en yodeh amahu. What is this Moruk? Shuomer v'yareisu melkecha arei Moruk zukima. When it says v'yareisu melkecha at the end of the pasuk of v'mipnei seva takum, so we see Moruk means standing. Ve'ema moras ribis moras mishkalos. Maybe Moruk means something else entirely. The Moruk maybe the Moruk refers to what it says by ribis and by keeping honest weights, and it's not referring to this Moruk by standing. Rav Lazar p'nei gamar. So Rav Lazar, no, he darshins p'nei. The word p'nei appears in both pasukim, so that's how we know it refers to that Moruk. Ibaylu b'novu rab malam. What if the son is the father's Rebbe? So does the son have to stand for his father when the father is his Talmud? Tashma Damali Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Shinna kumi kame avucha. So he told Rav Yehuda, you better stand for your father. So apparently, even though Rav Yecheskel, who was Rav Yehuda's father, was Rav Yehuda's Talmud, Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, you still need to stand for your father. So says Marano, Shain Rav Yecheskel, the Baal Maisim Habadafil Mar Shmuel Nami kame kame. Rav Yecheskel was a big tzaddik. He was, besides for being the Talmud of Rav Yehuda, he had other, besides being Rav Yehuda's father, rather, he had other things that were worthy of standing for. Even Shmuel would stand for him. So that's not a raya. El Mai Karmelei, what was he telling him? Achi Karmelei, Zimn Dasi Me'achuri, come at me, come below Techa Shliakra Didi. He was saying, of course you're going to stand for your father. My point is, sometimes your father's going to walk into the room behind me. I'm not going to see him. And you're going to think it's disrespectful while I'm in the middle of talking to you to stand up for your father. Don't worry about disrespect to me. You stand up for your father. Ibailu, Benovu Hura. So it seems like the Gemara never answers that question. Right? What's the definitive halacha? Not clear. Ibailu, Benovu Hura, Ma'u Shiyam Lavi Mipanav. What if the son is the Rebbe? Does the father have to stand for the son? Tashma Adam Rabbi Shobin Levi. Hani Eini Kedai Lam Mipnei Bini. He says, I wouldn't stand for my son, but for the honor of the Beis Nasi. Why won't I stand for my son? Because I'm his Rebbe. But if he were my Rebbe, then I would stand for him, even if he was not related to the Beis Nasi. No, this is what he's saying. Meaning, I wouldn't stand for him, even if he was my Rebbe, because I'm his father. But I do stand for him anyway, because of the covenant of the Beis Nasi. So bottom line is, do we have an answer? To this question, to either question, no. And the Rosh writes, since it's two Ibayos the Lov Shita, we have an Ibayos Lov Shita in both directions, both in terms of the son standing for the father, who is his Talmud, and the father standing for the son, who is his Rebbe, Savik Daraisa, Yam Duzem Ipneza, it's a Savik Daraisa, and each one should stand for the other one. I saw the Shar Mitzvah of Halacha, a very strange thing. He quotes, Amru Alav Al Rabbeinu, I mean, he quotes from the Rosh, obviously, Amru Alav Al Rabbeinu Ma Rami Rutenberg, Shemi Yom Sha'al. From the day he was Olu L'Gedula, he didn't want his father to go near him because he thought that his father would stand for him and that would make him uncomfortable. Because of this, he thought it'd be machmir, it would be too uncomfortable a situation. I don't know if you have to go that far, but that was his shita.